Anticipate with gratitude. May the Lord bless you and allow us to have a few minutes together with God. The Bible says in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 21, after consulting with the people, the king appointed singers to walk ahead of the army, singing to the Lord and praising him for his holy splendor. And this is what they sang. Give thanks to the Lord, his faithful love endures forever. The story of King Jehoshaphat perfectly shows the power of thanking God in advance, before receiving the answer to your prayers to make a way and move forward in your life. Anticipate with gratitude. Today's text tells us that when he faced an attack from three different armies, Jehoshaphat had an unusual battle strategy. He thanked God alongside the people in gratitude for God's faithful love, which endures forever. Would you agree that this is an unusual way to organize an army? Imagine what the enemy's armies thought when they saw the army of God's people leading by a group of worshipers. Prayer and praise is expressed faith. When you say, God, thank you because you are taking care of my bankruptcy. Thank you for taking care of my children, my marriage, my health, my job, my new position. Thank you for taking care of my pain, this grieving process, this unresolved wound. Thank you for resolving this conflict. That is an expression of faith. It is an anticipation with gratitude. Here is the power of thanking God before seeing him make a way to move forward in victory. Jehoshaphat, his army did not lift a finger except to play their instruments. How did they win the battle? They thanked God in advance. They believed that he would take care of them and save them from their enemies. It doesn't take much faith to thank God after he has done something for you. We call that gratitude. But the way to show God that you have faith that he will make a way for you to move forward in your life, regardless of what you're going through today, is by thanking him before the blessing. You must thank God while the blessing is already on its way. That is moving in faith and living in faith. Don't wait for his answers to arrive to say, thank you, Lord. His faithfulness never runs out. Anticipate with gratitude. I'd like to leave you with this promise found in Mark chapter 11, verse 24. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. Have a blessed day. And remember, faith is not believing that God can do something. Faith is not waiting for him to do it. Faith is thanking him in advance. Anticipate with gratitude.